The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released its single audit for fiscal year 2022-23 for the state of Wisconsin. This report was released as report number 24-3 in March 2024. The following is the report summary. As a condition of receiving federal funds, state agencies must meet the audit requirements of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, uniform administrative requirements, cost principles, and audit requirements for federal awards, otherwise known as uniform guidance, and the Single Audit Act of 1984 as amended. The Single Audit Act requires there to be one comprehensive audit of federal programs. Report 24-3 focused on 22 federal programs that accounted for 61.2% of the federal financial assistance administered by state agencies in fiscal year 2023. This single audit also incorporates our annual audit of the state's fiscal year 2023 financial statements. These financial statements were included in the state's annual comprehensive financial report, or ACFR, issued in December 2023 by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. We provided an unmodified opinion on federal compliance for 16 of the programs we reviewed. However, we qualified our opinion on compliance for certain requirements for 6 of the programs we reviewed. An auditor provides a qualified opinion on compliance when the compliance concerns are material in relation to a specific compliance area tested for a federal program or cluster. State agencies administered $19.8 billion in federal financial assistance during fiscal year 2023. The federal financial assistance administered by state agencies during fiscal year 2023 included $17.3 billion in cash assistance, $2.4 billion in non-cash assistance, and $59.8 million in outstanding loan balances. 7 agencies administered 95.3% of the federal expenditures during fiscal year 2023, including the Department of Health Services, or DHS, the University of Wisconsin, or UW System, the Department of Public Instruction, or DPI, the Department of Transportation, or DOT, the Department of Children and Families, or DCF, DOA, and the Department of Workforce Development, or DWD. During fiscal year 2023, state agencies reported $3.8 billion in federal expenditures related to the public health emergency. The state was required to separately identify the federal funding it expended related to the public health emergency, including funding provided under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, and the American Recovery Plan Act, or ARPA. In its Schedule of Expenditures of Federal Awards, or CEFA, the state reported that it spent $3.8 billion through federal programs or clusters for purposes related to the public health emergency. The largest portion of these expenditures was $747.5 million for the Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, or CSLFR program. These federal expenditures also included spending through the Medical Assistance, or MA program, the Education Stabilization Fund, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the Child Care and Development Fund, or CCDF cluster, Pandemic EBT Food Benefits, the Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity for Infectious Diseases, or ELC program, the Highway Planning and Construction program, and the Emergency Rental Assistance, or ERA program. We qualified our opinion on compliance related to certain requirements for 6 federal programs. An auditor provides a qualified opinion on compliance when the compliance concerns are material in relation to a specific compliance area tested for federal program or cluster. We qualified our opinion on compliance related to various compliance requirements for 6 federal programs, including the ERA program administered by DOA, the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, administered by DHS, the Social Services Block Grant Program administered by DHS, the Activities to Support State, Tribal, Local, and Territorial, or STLT, Health Department Response to Public Health or Healthcare Crises Program administered by DHS, the Public Health Emergency Response, Cooperative Agreement for Emergency Response, Public Health Crisis Response Program, administered by DHS, and the Geographic Programs, Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Program, administered by the Department of Natural Resources, or DNR. We qualified our opinion on compliance for DOA's Emergency Rental Assistance Program for the third year. We have reported concerns with DOA's administration of the Emergency Rental Assistance, or ERA, program since its inception in fiscal year 2021. In both our performance evaluation of the ERA program, which was published as Report 22-3, and in our fiscal year 2021 single audit, which was published as Report Number 22-5, we identified concerns with DOA's administration of the program. We also identified continued concerns as part of our fiscal year 2022 single audit, which was published as Report Number 23-4, and recommended that DOA make improvements. As part of our fiscal year 2023 single audit, we again qualified our opinion on compliance related to the eligibility requirements for the ERA program. Although we noted some improvements in documentation related to eligibility determinations, we continued to identify concerns. This year, we also reported findings related to DOA's monitoring of the nonprofit organizations that assist DOA in administering this program, and qualified our opinion on compliance related to DOA's subrecipient monitoring efforts. DHS provided benefits to ineligible participants under the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. CHIP provides financial assistance to states to maintain and expand health care coverage for children residing in low-income families. Children under age 19 are eligible to participate in the program. Throughout the public health emergency, DHS maintained health care coverage for certain participants who were age 19 or older. We identified 8,996 participants who were age 19 or older who received benefits in fiscal year 2023. We questioned $12,706,113, representing the federal share of benefits paid for these individuals. We recommended DHS work with the federal government to resolve these improper payments. Four state agencies need to improve subrecipient monitoring for seven major programs. State agencies provide funding through a subaward to local governments, nonprofit organizations, and other entities to carry out a federal program on behalf of the agency. In these cases, the state agency retains responsibility for ensuring the federal award is carried out in accordance with federal rules and regulations. To do this, state agencies conduct monitoring through review of reports and expenditure documentation, and on-site visits to the entity as determined appropriate. As part of our fiscal year 2023 audit, we identified concerns with these monitoring procedures for seven of the 22 major programs audited at four state agencies, including DOA, DCF, DHS, and DNR. Five state agencies need to improve reporting for 11 major programs. Under the requirements of the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act, or FFATA, of 2006, state agencies are required to report subawards of $30,000 or more in the FFATA Subaward Reporting System, or FSRS. Information that is reported in FSRS is publicly available on usaspending.gov. State agencies are required to complete the reporting for federal grant programs subject to the reporting requirement. DOA completes FFATA reporting for certain state agencies. We identified seven findings related to FFATA reporting involving 11 of the major grant programs audited at five state agencies, including DOA, DHS, DWD, DCF, and the Department of Justice, or DOJ. In addition, we recommend DOA improve the accuracy of reporting on usaspending.gov by changing its reporting of subaward modifications to follow FSRS guidance and by providing guidance and training to state agencies. We made 60 recommendations to state agencies and questioned $13 million in expenditures charged to federal programs. Our 60 recommendations pertain to 28 findings, including three findings related to internal control deficiencies we identified in our audit of the state's ACFR, which was published as Report 23-26. We consider eight of the findings to be material weaknesses and 17 to be significant deficiencies. The remaining three findings were related to other matters that did not have a related material weakness or significant deficiency. We also questioned $13 million in expenditures that state agencies charged inappropriately to federal funds. These question costs relate to CHIP, CSLFR, and the ERA program, and the Homeowner Assistance Fund. Finally, We followed up on the progress of state agencies to address recommendations we made in our fiscal year 2022 single audit report that was published as report number 23-4. The federal government will work with state agencies to resolve the new and continuing concerns we identified. To view this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, or mismanagement in state government, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD-17.